The following is an independent paid program. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of WLVL, its management, or staff.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
It's the Ask Michelle Show on WLVL. Call 433-1433.
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency.
Good morning, and welcome to today's Ask the Pro, also known as Ask Michelle. We are here with Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency, and you have Stephanie Codd here as your host. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm awesome for a lot of reasons. Another Medicare Monday.
Another Medicare Monday.
And a great day to celebrate our Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely. There you go. That is definitely a reason to celebrate. Again, you are listening to Ask Michelle with Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency here on WLVL 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. Michelle, thank you for coming back and joining us again. We had a great show last week, and we talked a lot of things Medicare. We got a few phone calls, so many good questions, such a rich subject to dive into that is extremely more complicated than I ever knew.
It is quite complicating.
So thank you for coming back to us. Are you happy to be back here today?
I am. I'm good. I'm so happy because there's so much to talk about right now.
There is.
With open enrollment, annual enrollment coming. And so I thank you for having me back again.
Of course.
I am new to doing a show, which I'm excited about, but
yes.
I'm not new to the area.
Right.
For those people that did not tune in last week, I am a lifelong resident of Lockport. So I'm very familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married and I have. My husband and I have four children between us, and we have 13 amazing grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I just wanted our listeners to know that I'm not new to Medicare or
right.
to the health insurance industry. I've been doing this for over 25 years. I worked for a large company right here in Western New York mm-hmm. for over 21 years. Even prior to that, I worked for another large company called Fidelis. It used to be called Better Health or now Centene.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little work on Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay.
So there were two different aspects of that. And even before that, Stephanie, I worked for a company called Partners Health Plans, and that was downstate New York in the Glens
wow.
Falls area.
Okay, yeah. I know
and, you know, so I have a lot of experience even going into working for a wonderful physician for 10 years who is now retired. So if I can add it all together.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I've got like 35 years in health insurance.
Clearly.
And
did you always do this?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was a waitress when I was younger and in college. And
as far as your going, career.
Right, exactly. But my career has been really helping people from working in private practice
okay.
To, you know, from that aspect of health insurance all the way to now working and doing what I do. But after all of those years of working, I was what you call an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And an agent represents one company at the time they're working with. So when I would be working with people, I would absolutely do what I knew what was best for that
mm-hmm.
person sitting across the desk from me, but only with that insurance company where there may have been something better
mm-hmm.
with another company. So I decided to branch out, even though it was a wonderful job,
mm-hmm.
and now be a broker. So now I represent the client, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I meet with people all year round. Once you're my client, I take care of you through the whole year, helping you through this very complicated process every single year with Medicare. And believe it or not, most of my clients come from referrals, Stephanie, over
okay.
all of the years.
Yeah.
I have, you know, a client that I've been working with, and they introduce me to their sister
yeah.
or their brother or their parents or whoever
mm-hmm.
it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk about the important aspects of Medicare and how it works and what we do. And mm-hmm. that's why I was so happy that really no one has ever done this.
I don't think so. And I was surprised because, I mean, this audience that listens to WLVL, many of them are of the generation, baby boomers, that are turning 65 every day. And I mean, being a little bit younger, I haven't done a ton of research on this because I haven't had to yet.
Sure.
Once I'm hearing about all of this for the first time, I'm overwhelmed by how complicated and how confusing it is. So right. to be able to offer this service for our listeners is just invaluable. I think it's amazing.
And, you know, some things that, actually the easiest thing to do, honestly, Stephanie, is I'm going to keep repeating my number
over and
over again because I think it's important for people to start making appointments with me.
Yeah.
My number is 346-5600.
Thank you.
MichelleFarina65@gmail.com mm-hmm. is my email.
And your address of your office where you take walk-ins, right?
Yeah, it's 9904 Transit Road. That's in East Amherst. It's less than 10 minutes outside of Lockport. Mm-hmm. Past that Niagara Produce,
okay,
right on the right-hand side, just a little ways beyond that. But I'm here really I thought I'd like to recap just a little bit, Stephanie,
yeah,
about what we talked about last week.
Let's do that.
So we basically talked about what is Medicare. Mm-hmm. Medicare is a federal insurance program. It is for people over 65. As well as some people that have disabilities could be eligible to receive Medicare benefits. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about Medicare A hospital. That's inpatient hospital, skilled nursing, hospice, and some home health care. So if you worked 40 quarters or 10 years, Medicare Part A, the hospital portion, is no cost.
Okay.
Part B is all your medical.
Okay.
Doctor visits, mm-hmm. physical therapy, blood work, x-rays.
Like non-emergency.
Non-emergency, non-inpatient hospital, okay. anything medical. Now, unlike Part A, there is a cost for Part B.
Okay.
Now in 2021, it's $148.50 per month. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of recap a little bit, Medicare Part A, Part B. Part C are the Medicare Advantage plans. And Stephanie, today I'd really like to delve into that.
Yeah, let's.
Talk a little bit more about Medicare Part C. Part D, that's a whole topic on its own
yeah.
that I hope to cover next week. But Part D is the drug portion
right.
of Medicare.
Right.
And that was introduced in 2006. So it's been around for quite a while because a lot of people that had Medicare A and B didn't have drug coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So the government said, let's come up with something that can help people that need prescription drug coverage. And we're going to talk a lot about that next week.
Okay.
As well as having a guest on, and her name is Gabrielle Dodowick. She is the absolute expert with EPIC, which is a New York State Prescription Assistance Program. So last week we talked a lot about people turning 65. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of my clients call me after the show thanking me for it and saying hello.
Aww.
So I want to say hi to all of my clients that are listening.
That's fantastic.
But someone called me. I think her name, I believe it was Suzanne or Susan. She was so sweet. And she said, Michelle, you talked about a lot of the people. She called me after the show and she said that are turning 65.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't talk about us people that are already on Medicare
sure.
Advantage, you know, maybe in your 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
And what do we do?
Yeah.
And I thought she brought up a really, really good point.
Absolutely.
Because I have an aunt that is 90.
Yeah.
And she has been in the same Medicare Advantage plan forever.
Since she turned 65?
Because she's been scared
yeah.
to look at anything else. She lived out of this area, so
okay.
she wasn't locally
okay.
here at the time. But now we just moved her back here, so I'm going to be helping her because the plan that she was in, Stephanie, started at a really low premium.
Yeah.
And every year it went up,
and
up and up. And now she's paying over $120 a month for that plan in addition to her Medicare
wow.
Part B. So we're going to work on some things
yeah.
that I really thank Suzanne for.
That was a great question.
Yeah, for calling me because every year, Stephanie, is annual enrollment.
Yeah.
And it is now coming up, October 15th
that's right.
to December 7th.
And that's the same across all healthcare, right?
Absolutely. Not just everywhere, the whole U.S.
Yeah.
And this is when people can make changes to their medical insurance, for their medical insurance. And I really, really encourage people because they're going to be getting, it's called an ANAC, Annual Notice of Change.
Okay.
In the mail, letting them know what their plan was for 2021 and now what it's going to be for 2022. So if you start to see premium increases or co-payment increases, please call me. That's what I'm here for. I'm also here to ask me questions, call in. It's called Ask Michelle.
Yes.
Or if you want to tell me something, call it. I'll change my show to tell Michelle. I don't care.
But the number to call on that note is 433-1433 if you want to talk to Michelle today. She just said you can ask her a question. You can tell her something. She's welcoming all feedback today.
Absolutely. I'm open. And folks, there's also a new open enrollment that the Medicare came out with last year. I believe it was in 2020. I could be wrong, but I think it was 2020, where if you're not happy with the plan that you chose between October 15th and December 7th, it takes effect January every year.
We do have a call, Michelle. Oh. Do you want to go ahead and take it?
Okay.
Good morning. You are on Ask Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just got a question because I'm turning 65 in October, and I just signed up for Medicare.
Yes.
But I work retired from General Motors, and the UAW has our insurance company. So we only get like two choices.
Right, Aetna and Blue Cross of Michigan, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
But how do you sign up for, I want to sign up for Aetna. What is that, A and B?
Okay, that's a really good question, only because, General Motors or Delphi, it's right here locally. So many of you that, thank you for calling in with that question. Many of you that do get the opportunity to move into one of those plans, you do have to go through them. They're going to send you paperwork or actually, what was your first name, sir?
My first name is Ira. Hi,
Ira. Did you receive your paperwork in the mail regarding the plans?
No, not yet.
Okay, so I would definitely call your benefits administration there through GM and find out what those plans entail. Like what kind of coverage do you have? The questions to ask Ira are, do I have a donut hole with my drugs? Is there a cap in what I get? Do I have unlimited drug coverage or do I have just X amount of dollars of drug coverage? Also, are your doctor visits going to be covered? What's it going to cost you? Now, I do know with General Motors, your vision and your dental is separate. Is that right, Ira?
Yes.
Okay. So you definitely want to continue those because it's such a small portion of your pension that they take out that, and the reason why I know this, I don't work obviously for Aetna or Blue Cross of Detroit, but I've been doing this so many years that I've helped people with all of this to kind of peel the onion, dig through and get your answers. But I suggest that you call them. If you have any other questions about it or is there something possibly better than even staying with the GM plans? Please call me, Ira, 346-5600, and we can schedule an appointment. And I'm at the Dale Association in Lockport once a week. So that's 33 Ontario Street if you want to come and see me.
Should I wait till I get my... Medicare said they're going to send me my red, white, and blue card in within 2 weeks. Should I wait till I get that card before I?
No, because you're already in the. When's your birthday, Ira?
October 5th.
Okay, so folks, when you're turning 65, your Medicare begins the first of the month of your birthday. So even if it's October 25th, your Medicare begins, and you're already in the system, Ira. Even though you didn't get your card, you're already in the Medicare system. It just takes them sometimes a little while to get it out to you. Are you still working there?
No, I retired 8 years ago.
Okay. So if you want me to just give you, you know, enlighten you a little bit about some additional benefits or anything else, please give me a call, 346-5600.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there any other question you have for me, Ira?
I'll answer it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, that's great.
Michelle, I am just like blown away by how knowledgeable you are. You have clearly so much knowledge and experience on the subject. You can just go on and on with all these details. I mean, that was a very specific situation. You knew all the details.
Well, I didn't know all of them because obviously I don't work with Aetna or Blue Cross of Michigan, but being in this industry for so long, I've dealt with a lot of our GM and Delphi retirees, and
that was really cool. I'm glad I got to see you in action. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need, ask Michelle.
So many Medicare advertisements, each promising all your Medicare needs. Who should you turn to?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle.
Does your insurance plan cover your hospitals, your doctors, your medications?
Ask Michelle.
What Medicare plan can you afford? Do you need coverage out of state? When can you change your insurance plan?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency.
Michelle, who is that?
Isn't she cute?
That was adorable.
She actually is my 5-year-old granddaughter, Michaela, and she came into the studio to have some fun with this, and she just did such a great job. I said, Michaela, I want to use you. And she loved it. She's like, Nana, can I do anything else for you?
Oh,
I mean, she's just
my
so
God. Does she get royalties for us playing that?
She's so excited about it.
That is so cute. I love it. She did a great job.
Thank you. So, Stephanie, I do want to get back to where we were because Suzanne, you know, called me and asked me that question. Mm-hmm. October 15th to December 7th is called annual enrollment. Open enrollment, folks, let's say you picked a plan and it's January and the plan, it just didn't sit right, or even your medical, your health changed or something like that. The government says now you can change again between January 1st and March 31st.
Okay.
So there are lock-in periods. So if you called me during that open enrollment and said, Michelle, you know what, could we come in and sit down with you and it's January 15th and you want to go into a different plan, it would take effect February 1st, or if you call me in February, March. But once April 1st hits, that's called a lock-in period where you are in that plan until the end December 31st. However, if you move, that's called an SEP, a special election, so then you can find a plan in your new service area. Or if you add Medicare and Medicaid, and that helps low-income people, then you would also be able to change. Or if you have EPIC, EPIC stands for Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Care or Company, Gabrielle from Epic will be coming in to talk to us about how Epic can help people with their prescriptions. So that's kind of a recap of what we talked about last week.
Right.
And there's so much more to talk about. So
certainly.
Medicare Advantage plans, can we start with that?
Yeah, so that is Part C,
correct? Part C, right. Now, Medicare Advantage plans are all-in-one alternatives to original Medicare.
Okay.
They're offered by private insurance companies, and they actually have to be approved by Medicare.
Okay.
And Medicare Advantage plans offer what original Medicare A and B hospital medical offers.
Oh.
But also things that original Medicare simply doesn't cover.
Okay.
Like vision, hearing, some dental, preventive dental,
okay.
Fitness memberships. Have you? I don't know if you've heard of Silver Sneakers. So if you're going, if you go to the YMCA or Ultimate Physique here locally,
don't they do stuff like that at the Dale Association too?
They do.
Yeah,
they do exercises there. Yes. So those are some of the things that Medicare Advantage plans cover.
Okay.
That original Medicare doesn't.
That's
and
cool.
Plans can even offer to choose even more than that. Like, example, some plans offer transportation to doctors, believe it or not.
That's important.
That's something
people probably don't think about.
Right. And it really depends on the plan.
Yeah.
So that's something that, you know, is we have to peel that onion, figure that out. And that would be just to and from the doctor visits. And it's not all the time. They might even offer only six.
Okay.
Or 12 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Over-the-counter items, your vitamins, your eye drops or ear drops or Band-Aids or even face masks.
Okay.
Over-the-counter items, some of the insurance companies cover. And even services that promote health and wellness. And plans change, folks, every year. So please don't think that if you're in a plan that you are married to it.
Okay.
You are not. You can change it every year. And they do change. So it's so important to do your due diligence. And another FYI, Medicare pays a fixed amount every month for your care. So when someone enrolls in a plan, Medicare is paying that insurance company for you every month, and then Medicare Advantage plans are your primary insurance. Medicare steps aside. This is just the beginning.
It's
okay,
so complicated.
I know. I hope since I said hello to everyone, you know that I forgot the show with Jerry Maguire when they said you had me at hello. I hope I didn't lose everybody at hello.
No, I don't think so. I have a feeling that people are tuning in because they're confused and they want to know what's going on. If you are just joining us now, this is Ask Michelle with Michelle Farina. She is a Medicare expert. And if you want to call and talk to her, you can ask her a question, make a comment. The number is 433-1433. You are listening to Michelle on WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM. Maybe you're joining us online. We stream worldwide at WLVL.com.
Yeah, you know, imagine this. Imagine, Stephanie, you studying every single plan, all the different plans. It's so overwhelming, isn't it?
I can't imagine it.
It takes time to make appointments with the, what is it, with the green shirts, the red shirts, the blue shirts, whatever those companies are.
Yeah.
And you'd have to sit down with each of them. That's why I'm a broker.
You do it for us.
I do it. I study it all year.
Okay.
A good broker, Stephanie, can really sift through all of this and match your needs, you know, to the best plan for
you. So you are studying each and every plan from each and every, not agency, insurance company, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then you remember the details of like what this covers, what that covers, how much this costs. And then you meet with your client and you peel that onion and you get all of their individual needs and then you're able to make a match.
Right, exactly. And when I'm meeting with people, it's really important that I tell them, you know, I need to have a list of your medicines, a list of your doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are really important aspects of what kind of plan you're going to go into. The Medicare Advantage plans seriously are easy to enroll in.
Okay.
I mean, you have to have A and B and live in the service area of the counties that the insurance company, you know, offers.
Okay.
So here it would be the states here in this, the counties, Allegheny, Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Erie County, Genesee County, Niagara County, Orleans and Wyoming, the eight counties of Western New York in order to get in these plans. Now, something important to remember, you have to always pay your Medicare Part B portion, even if you go with an insurance plan that has a zero premium. Mm. So there's a lot of plans out there right now where there's no additional cost, but you still have to pay your Medicare Part B.
And that's the $148?
That's the $148.50 for this year. And, you know, even if you choose a plan, let's say you go into a Medicare Advantage plan that has a $20 premium, mm-hmm. you would be paying that premium to the insurance company in addition to your Medicare. Now, your Medicare gets either taken out of your Social Security check if you're already collecting Social Security, you're retired, or if you decided to wait a little bit to collect your Social Security, then you send a check in for that. But you have to have both. You know, you have to pay the Part B portion. Mm-hmm. And then once you enroll, Medicare pays the insurance company on your behalf, and you no longer get benefits from your Medicare. The Medicare Advantage plan insurance company pays for everything.
Okay.
So your doctor sends a bill to the insurance company, who in turn says they're going to cover this much, and then you pay your copay.
Gotcha.
Very important, Stephanie, to make sure that all your hospitals, your doctors, your medicines are covered in the plan that you want to enroll in.
Right, right.
It is so important.
It is. So it's so you don't need to have Part C. You could just go with A and B, but C sounds like it's a really good option. It encompasses so much more, and it takes care of you a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we did talk about it last week. You can stick with your original Medicare A and B. And then you have to pick up a D plan, a drug plan. Mm-hmm. So that would be what they call a standalone drug plan. Now, a lot of people say, well, why do I need anything else? You don't. But like you just said, Medicare Advantage plans pick up a lot more additional coverage. And if you stay with original Medicare, you're responsible for 20% of the costs when you go to the doctor, mm-hmm. or you go have an outpatient procedure or blood work or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that, you go, well, 20% of what? Okay, so I'm having a CAT scan, and a CAT scan is $2,000. Yeah. You're paying $400
right.
for it, and it's endless. So,
wow.
And that it reboots again the new year.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that could really add up quickly.
Yeah, it absolutely could. So there's two types of Medicare Advantage plans, Stephanie. And folks, if you have any questions, honestly, please call in, because I would love to answer your call right now. And if not, call me afterward.
433-1433.
So HMO stands for Health Maintenance Organization. What that really...
I never knew what that stood for. You hear that term all the time.
I'm in an HMO.
Yep.
Well, what it really means for most people is that you have to stay within the network of doctors that are in that service area that I was talking about, those eight counties. So I'll give you an example. One company might have 2,000 doctors in the network, whereas another company might have 3,000. It really depends, but you have to stay in the network of doctors. And sometimes some of the insurance plans will make you get a referral for specialists, where other plans do not. Now, you are covered for emergency care anywhere in the world, and urgent care anywhere. Emergency would be life-threatening, Stephanie. Broken bones, uncontrollable bleeding, chest pains, you know, heart attack.
Something bad.
Right. Something really bad.
Yeah.
You'd want to go to the emergency room no matter where you are. You are charged a copay for the ER, but if they admit you, then you pay the in-network hospital copay.
Gotcha. We do have a call coming in, so we'll go ahead and take it. Good morning. You are on Ask Michelle with Michelle Farina.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Michelle Farina, please.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, this is Michelle.
Yes, how are you doing, Michelle? This is Jerry Livingston.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Pretty good. Congratulations on your wonderful new format. And I know firsthand your expertise and the way you helped me in my life. I wouldn't be living and able to afford your medical coverage of my pancreatic surgery if it wasn't for you and your company. And I applaud you and I respect you Thank you so much,
Michelle. Oh, my gosh, Jerry. That's so nice. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
I'm feeling great. I'm sitting here with your husband, Ken Carter.
Oh, how nice. Oh, my gosh. You're with Ken. Jerry, how is the plan working out for you that we put you in? Is it taking good care of you?
It is. I tell you, we wouldn't have been able to make it through if it wasn't for you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Jerry. God bless you, and I hope you have a great day. Do you have any questions I
really
can answer?
And tell your granddaughter I would like her autograph.
Thank you, Jerry. You have a great day. Thanks so much.
God bless you. We love you. We love you, and we respect what you do.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
Wow. Someone saying that they are alive because of you. That's impactful.
Oh, it's sweet. It's sweet, but it's not true, but it is sweet. I literally, let's talk about that for just a moment. So when somebody has a life-changing experience medically like he did, mm-hmm. he was in a Medicare Advantage plan, and Medicare Advantage plans, although they're really great because you have straight co-payments when you're going to the doctor, you don't have co-insurance like percentages and things like that. Mm-hmm. For this year, they have an out-of-pocket maximum of $7,550 or, depending on the plan, $6,700-something or $6,550. But that could end up costing you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And there are other alternatives to that called Medigap supplemental plans, where Medicare Advantage plans are low-cost premiums and do cover you very, very well. But when you have something like cancer and you have to have chemotherapy or radiation, those Medicare Advantage plans will charge you 20% for those services. So I'll give you an example of someone that could be on radiation. At 20%, they have to go 5 days a week for 9 weeks. That could end up costing them over $700 a week for radiation. So the Medicare supplemental plans are secondary to Medicare. We were going to get into that in a little bit, but you have Medicare as your primary, and then the Medigap supplemental plan is secondary that picks up the gap, the difference. So you have 100% coverage, zero co-payments. Mm-hmm. You have a one-time $203 deductible per year for medical services, and then everything's covered in full. But they're much more costly.
Okay.
There's a company out there that a Medigap G is only $183.39 a month. So that is a whole lot less than $7,000 out of your pocket for that premium. So I thank you, Jerry, for calling in and bringing that up, and we can talk a little bit more about that. So, you know, some of the pros for a Medicare Advantage plan, like we said, is the co-payments are lower. Remember, these insurance companies are getting paid a lot of money to cover you per month.
Yeah.
Okay, so they certainly can afford to offer the low premiums in return and lower co-payments. Another advantage of the Medicare Advantage plans is you carry one card, Stephanie.
Oh.
So one card
easier.
For everything.
Yeah.
You actually put that Medicare card away. Don't show it, because if you ended up showing it when you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and they bill Medicare first, it will deny it.
Gotcha.
And then it becomes a paperwork big problem.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the cons, you know, there are always pros and cons of Medicare Advantage.
Yeah.
Like Jerry's, you know, being in the Medicare Advantage plan, he would have ended up costing so much more money than what it cost him to have full coverage. So that's one of them.
Okay.
And that's like back-end spending. So, you know, that could be, you know, a situation. And remember, like him and many other people that we meet with in the middle of the year, your health can change. And that's when you call me. You know, some of the perks of Medicare Advantage plans that Original Medicare doesn't cover, like I said, are the dental and the vision and the gyms. Example, one plan can offer a dental benefit for $10 co-payment, where another plan can offer a $200 allowance for glasses.
Right.
So We work all of that
out. It just depends on your individual needs. And I think Jerry's situation brings up an excellent point. Like, if someone is on a Medicare plan that they're actually comfortable with and they like, and then maybe they're diagnosed with cancer, should they give you a call to go over again their options?
100%. Absolutely. And then the good news for someone like Jerry is when he gets through this difficult time, and it is a difficult time, and when you're in a Medigap plan and you're going through this, you don't have to think about, what's my bill going to be? Mm-hmm. What am I going to end up paying? Is it coming? Is it going to be $2,000, $3,000? You just pay your premium.
Right.
And you don't have to think about it. But when he gets through this and he's ready, we can make a change for him for next year.
Okay.
And he can go back to a Medicare Advantage plan.
And he can go back, yeah.
And I have a lot of my snowbirds that are able to do changes as well. They go to Florida. Now let's talk about PPO plans for a second.
Okay.
PPO stands for Preferred Provider Organization. There's a preferred doctor list, or providers and hospitals are called, you know, they're called providers, doctors and hospitals. And they have a network across the whole U.S. So what it means to me and to a lot of my PPO members is that they have freedom and flexibility, that they can use that insurance card, that insurance plan, anywhere that they want. They could go to Florida, be a snowbird, and see doctors, pay the same copayment down there as they do up here.
That's fantastic.
So, and Stephanie, there are low premiums. You generally pay more for a PPO plan.
Uh-huh.
Than an HMO plan. However, there are a couple of companies out there that you could get in a PPO plan for as low as a $25 premium per okay. month. That's $300 a year.
Yeah. This brings up an interesting point. Does someone need to live in this area to use your services?
Well, I am licensed in other areas and continually getting licensed in other areas as well. I'm helping people actually this week, or on Friday, I just helped someone that lived in the Rochester area.
Okay.
So I do go that far. And hopefully, you know, within the next couple of months, Pennsylvania. And, you know, I have family down in Florida. I'd mm-hmm. love to be able to help my family down there. So we have to be licensed in every one of the states
okay.
or locally with all the insurance companies. And it takes a lot of work, as well as being AHIP certified.
Okay.
That's the American Health Insurance Plans. So you're able to sell these Medicare mm-hmm. plans and be well-versed in all of them.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of certifications. Clearly, the government takes this very seriously.
I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I make a joke about it in my family because I'm so passionate about what I do. Because
yeah, clearly,
you know, the most important thing to me is to give someone peace of mind. And folks, I'm already taking appointments. I mean, I am filling up already. I'm starting to take appointments for October 1st on,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's in my office right up on East Amherst, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from here,
mm-hmm.
Or the Dale Association.
Mm. Would you do an appointment over the phone, or do you need to see them
no,
in person?
I can talk to someone over the phone, but we also have these rules with Medicare, Stephanie, that
what?
We have to have a member sign what they call a scope of appointment.
Okay.
And this gives me permission to say I didn't pull them off the street to talk about Medicare. And it's really for their protection
okay.
as well as my protection
yeah. okay.
that I'm giving them sound advice to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sound advice, I don't know if you're hearing or seeing all those commercials out there about with those celebrities saying, call this 1-800 number and we're going to offer you, use this helpline. And it even has red, white, and blue across it. If you go online or you watch it on the commercials, it looks like Medicare.
Yeah.
They make it sound, they promise the sun, the moon, and the stars
uh-huh.
about, we'll give you rides to your doctor. You'll get all your money back for Part B. And please, folks, be very, very aware that these are national call centers. You're not working with someone locally like myself.
Right.
There are good brokers out here like myself that know the geography here, know the providers, know the pharmacies around here. So, you know, just be aware that, you know, we're getting, I have customers bringing me in all this mail they're getting, and it looks so legit. It looks like it's from Medicare. Call immediately or send this back immediately. Don't do it.
I hate that. Especially with very elderly people, you know, patients or clients of yours that are in their 90s that they don't understand or they're confused. And it's just, it's elder abuse, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They want your business, too.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants the business. Oh, and speaking of that, I do not charge a fee for this. This is absolutely no cost.
What?
Yeah, there's no cost for what I do. If it takes four times for us to sit down together to figure out what's the best plan, I will work with you until we find the plan for you.
Wow.
I am paid, like all brokers, by the insurance company.
Okay.
A consulting or a commission fee to help you, like your car insurance or homeowner's insurance, whatever. And I work with you to make sure that you're in the best plan no matter what. So there's no cost to you.
That's incredible.
I have people coming back to me every single year to just sit down with me and review. So please know that. And, you know, I'm going to just touch on another thing that is new this year. It's called, and be aware of this, everyone, because this is real. There is new talk about the Medicare give back for Part B.
Okay.
There are companies out there right now, not a lot of them in 2021. There could be changes for 2022. But what that is that the member that enrolls in a certain plan, whatever it is, will get money back in their Social Security check. So that $148.50 that they get taken out, you may get $50 back or $70 back in that Social Security check when you enroll in a certain plan. Now, there's ups and downs with that.
Okay.
So somebody that's really, really healthy, doesn't use the doctors a lot, that $50, $600 a year back on your Social Security check might make a lot of sense.
Right.
But in that plan that they enroll in, the co-payments might be higher, or it might be affiliated with a premium. So I will sit down with you. We will do the work on it, mm-hmm. the math. I encourage people to start paying attention to what their usage was in 2021 to help them make a decision for 2022.
Gotcha.
And next week, I hope you'll stay tuned. I hope I didn't you know lose many people, but next week we are going to talk about Medicare Part D, and that is so important. This is the drug portion of your Medicare. We know that the drug industry has really been going crazy with costs.
Right.
You know, you could be on a drug called Eliquis for your heart, and it's a $700 cost for that. It might not be, your out-of-pocket cost, but Medicare Part D has what they call a cap mm-hmm. or a donut hole, where once you reach a certain amount and you go in that hole, you're going to pay more costs for those drugs. So we're going to have a guest on next week.
Great.
Talking about some options to get assistance for your prescription drugs.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
definitely, guys, tune in next week to that. Michelle, we've got about a minute left. Our time always goes by so fast. Any final thoughts
today?
Oh my gosh,
I can't believe it. See how much fun I have? I can't stop talking
about it. So much fun
it.
With Medicare. Anything that you want to leave us with, and then we'll invite people to tune in next week, same time, same place.
Yes. Folks, please give me a call. I am here for you. I'm here to sit down. I really want you to know that your peace of mind is my peace of mind. And please call me at 346-5600. I'd love to sit down with you. Even if you're turning 65 next year after mm-hmm. January, now's the time to start doing your due diligence after October 1st to know what the plans are for next year, mm-hmm. as well as all of my friends who I see year after year at the Dale Mail Association. I'm there every Monday from 9 to 4, and as well as the rest of the week, I'm at my office. So please give me a call.
Thank you so much, Michelle. You guys have been listening to Ask Michelle. We will be back same time, same place next week here on WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Take care.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle. Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle. Ask Michelle. Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina.